So if you guys have listened to this podcast at all, you know how much we love microdosing. And that is microdosing with Lumi gummies. We are both huge fans of this product and cannot recommend it enough. But if you don't know what we're talking about, microdose gummies deliver the perfect entry-level doses of THC that help you feel just the right amount of good. And who doesn't want to feel good? We all want to feel good. I have found so many amazing ways that these gummies have helped me that I am actually constantly running out of them. I use them and have always used them since I first tried them for sleep. They help me fall asleep faster. They help me stay asleep. I sleep more soundly and I never wake up feeling groggy. They also are hugely helpful when it comes to pain management. I'm getting older and I have various aches and pains that happen now and then. And rather than taking, you know, Advil or Tylenol, I take one of these gummies, sometimes two, and it really helps to kind of alleviate the pain and help me not focus on it a lot. They have helped me with anxiety, which is a new thing for me. I have never really had anxiety before, but over the past 6 months, I've experienced a bit of it. They've been instrumental in reducing my anxiety and are so much better than having a cocktail or taking a prescription pill. And these are just a few of the ways that I have found them useful, but there is a never-ending list of the ways that they can help beyond pain management, anxiety, and sleep. They can help with creativity. They can help with sex drive. They can help with such a host of different things, and I just can't recommend them enough. So if you would like to try them, you can get 30% off your first order plus free shipping today at microdose.com. with promo code Southwest. It's available nationwide. That's microdose.com, promo code Southwest for 30% off and free shipping. Microdose.com, promo code Southwest. Okay. Hello. Hello, everyone. If you are on Patreon, I think I'm going to post this video. I don't know. The cat is like on my computer. First of all, it's really highlighting my gray hairs, which I'm not loving. And I have like the smoothing filter on the Zoom. Still doesn't look fantastic. And if you're not watching this on Patreon, then you probably don't care about any of this that I'm saying. So I will move on. I was unsure what the bonus would be this week. And I should never wonder what the bonus is going to be, because I should know by now that life is just going to throw something at me that will make for great bonus content on this podcast. Maybe not, although this is more true crime related than getting broken up with. So, but yes, I think today I posted something on Instagram, a picture on Instagram and on Patreon. I was not going to. And I don't know why it felt, I don't know. I was a little bit in shock and I just wasn't sure how much I wanted to share. So I'm going to give an abbreviated version of what happened just because I would not be able to do any of this on video or post anything on social media for a while until this heals if I didn't explain it. So, and I'm no good at, you know, pretending like everything's great if something's not great, as we have witnessed from my oversharing with the breakup stuff. I wonder if you can hear the cat purring with this microphone. Yeah, I've never been somebody who can kind of I can, but it feels super fake to me to like just be recording and talking about my life, but not mentioning that me and Mark are not together, or not mentioning that this kind of terrible thing happened this weekend, and to just be
just like be like, everything's fine, and let me tell you some true crime. So I suppose I could have tried to do that, but cat is really wanting to be up close and personal with me right now. Let's see if I can tilt this. Here we go. There he is. So sorry for audio listeners and non-visual listeners. I was just showing the cat. So let's see. Before I forget and explain this weekend, So Friday night, I'm going to keep this very general, but I invited Mark over to just talk about where both of us were at this point and how we were both feeling. And sorry, I was trying to see if it was, I thought something wasn't recording. And at first it went really, really well. And I kind of had this whole speech planned out that I've been practicing. And I should learn to plan less because it didn't come out as I had intended it to or practiced. And then when I was practicing, like everything I was going to say, I forgot that, you know, there'll be another person here, Mark, listening, and he might have things to interject or feedback, which will then change things. And there's Henry. So it didn't go super badly, but it was too soon. It was too soon. And I'm going to go ahead and let Henry in now. So please excuse me. So I invited him over Friday to talk. I had a whole thing planned out about but this is what I'm working on and this is what I'm trying to improve. Like presenting, like all the ways that I'll be different and maybe you could start thinking about us getting back together. And now I realize, A, that was never going to work with Mark because he's smart and he would see right through, like it's been 5-6 weeks since he broke up with me. I like to really clarify that. How much can a person change in 5 weeks? Maybe a little, not significantly, I don't think, not like major new learned behaviors. So it was too soon. And I see that now. So it didn't go as I had planned. And he left. And I was upset because I felt like I was getting dumped a second time, which I was not. We were never back together. I mean, you know, that's how it felt. That was the feeling. So I was upset. I didn't really sleep much. And then I texted him a bunch, which was a bad idea. And then around 5 a.m., I texted him and that was a bad idea. And I realized I need to stop texting. This is not helping anything. And that's one of my biggest problems. I push and push and push. Like if somebody says they need time or space, I keep pushing. Generally in romantic relationships or partnerships, but sometimes in friendships, never in work relationships. It's like, and Mark has said this, that I have like a completely different, I don't want to say personality because I don't, it's the same personality, but the kind of bad behaviors that I've exhibited in relationships, romantic and non-romantic, excuse me, would never happen when it comes to my work. And I don't know why that is, because I love my friends and Mark and I love my work. So I'm not sure why I can't have better kind of control over my emotional, like the things that come out because I'm feeling emotional in my personal relationships. But that is a question for another day. And so I went for a walk at like 5 a.m. and I didn't bring my phone. I didn't bring the dogs. I was crying. I just was like, I have to get out of this house that I've been awake overthinking things all night. I'm going to go for a walk. I went for a walk in my neighborhood. Some guy walked up to me and asked me why I was crying. I said, I'm just trying to take a walk. Please leave me alone. It was dark out. And I am not prepared to get into a ton of details. But he did not like that response, I guess, and kind of jumped in front of me, pushed me down. And, you know, this happened. Luckily, the Zoom filter makes it look a little less terrible. Doesn't do much for my huge nose, though. And a car started to turn down from like a ways down the road, but turned down the side street that we were on. And he got up and ran. I was right around the corner from my house, so I got up and walked home. And I guess I was in a bit of shock. I didn't know what to do. My whole face and head hurt. I don't really remember. I think I just kind of sat here for a while and then eventually laid down and closed my eyes because I was in pain, I must have slept a bit. I woke up that evening and still didn't know what to do. So I texted Mark. I didn't hear from him until the next day, Sunday. I texted my sister Sunday. I don't know. I feel like I didn't black out on Saturday. Like I was fully awake and conscious. It was like I went into like, I was just kind of sitting here. I was here, but I wasn't sure what to do or anyways. And then Sunday I texted my sister. I was like, really, it was like hitting me and sinking in. I really didn't want to be alone. And Mark ended up coming by and helping me kind of clean up my face, 'cause I hadn't even done that yet. Which I appreciated. And, yeah. And that's where we're at. I realize that's not super detailed, but I just am not prepared to do that right now. It was shitty. It was really scary. Yeah, good reminder to not walk without my dogs. I have two, well, Indiana's not big. Henry's big and kind of scary. Indiana barks a lot, though, so I should never walk without at least one of them, or my phone. It was just all the things that could have gone wrong all went wrong in one moment, which I feel like is kind of my tagline for 2024 right now. Whatever could go wrong is going to, so be prepared. No, I mean, I got broken up with and I had a small attack. Assault? I don't know. I don't know what to call it. It could definitely be a lot. There could be a lot worse things. So, and it can only go up from here is what I'm telling myself, hopefully, and hopefully it will. What else was I going to say? Sorry. I should have made notes. The first two, the two episodes, Anatomy of a Heartbreak or Breakup, I have taken them down for now, which was a really tough decision for me. Friday night, when Mark was here and we spoke, he expressed being a little bit uncomfortable with that much kind of personal stuff being out in the world, which I can't blame him for. For some reason, it feels natural to me and like it feels comforting. And in those moments, certainly being able to sit down, whether I was going to publish it or not, being able to sit down and just speak and feel like I was speaking to someone, even if I didn't publish it, it helped me in some really tough moments. And then when I did publish it and received great and very kind, encouraging words and advice and support and again, I know it sounds silly that, like, why, you know, that could make me feel better. I don't know. I think I wouldn't understand it if I hadn't experienced it either, but which I never have until having this podcast, obviously. But getting support from anyone is incredibly comforting. I almost just said incredibly supportive. I found it very comforting. I continue to, when people reach out, because it's a lonely thing going through a breakup sometimes. And all of you made me feel a lot less lonely. And I didn't want to take it down because I feel like I got dumped. I don't owe anyone anything. And I am now looking out for and taking care of myself in whatever ways I can. And doing those podcast episodes were what helped me. And that was me taking care of myself, whether Mark or Jenna or anybody understands it or not. It wasn't really a concern to me because I was just acting on instinct and doing what helped, and it did. And at that point, and at this point as well, still, we weren't and aren't together. So what I want to put on my podcast feels like my choice. And I still feel that way. And I also feel like I asked him to listen to them. He listened to, 5 minutes of the first one and said he couldn't. It was just too difficult, which I can respect that. But I think if and when he does listen to them, I'm hoping he'll understand. I mean, and this could be like way down the road, whether we're together or not. I hope one day he will listen to them and maybe understand where I was coming from. Certainly not, it was about me. It wasn't about him. But by default, it's a little about him, I guess. So all of that is my long-winded way of saying I unpublished them for now. I do not know if I will. I'm sure that I will eventually republish them. If you've already listened to them, that doesn't matter because nobody wants to listen to that twice. And if you haven't listened to them, I'm sure you can get the gist of them from me continuing to talk about this in every episode, bonus or not. That will fade. I realized that this whole incident this weekend, I don't know, actually. I'm going to take that back and not. I was going to say it made me realize that, like, there's so many other things than focusing incessantly on this breakup, and that probably doesn't help me to continue focusing on it. I need to start focusing on me. I don't think that this incident made me realize that now that I'm saying that, because I don't think I've fully processed it yet. So, fully processed it. I say that a lot. And I'm not sure that I fully know what processing something looks like. Is it, I mean, I guess it's different for everyone, I think. Is it like journaling? Is it talking to a therapist? Is it talking to my dogs, talking into this microphone? Is it just thinking about something and mulling it over and turning it over different ways in your head until you feel like you understand what happened? I don't know, but I do really like that phrase. I think I say it probably too much. I haven't processed that yet, or I'm processing this. So I'm going to say it again. I don't think I've actually processed that in this incident. So, but I have been thinking lately. And one of my good friends, Nicole, actually sent me some messages today. Let's see if I can pull them up, that were very encouraging. And she's a very strong, independent woman. And she, you know, gave me some good advice. I was kind of in a poor me, like, everything's going wrong and I ruined my relationship and blah, you know. She was like, well, you can turn this around. You don't need anyone to rescue you. You're capable of rescuing and taking care of yourself. Nothing for is forever. Who knows what can happen? Take it one day at a time and focus on yourself. Mark fell in love with a strong and independent woman. You need to find that woman again. Show yourself love and attention because you are strong. That's just a few of the things. But it's nice to hear that sometimes, and a good reminder. So I appreciated that. And that, and even prior to that, I was thinking like this, that's true. When I moved here, I was so comfortably single and very happy focusing only on me. So I need to do that. And I think I probably talked about this in the last bonus. I can't remember. So I'm probably repeating myself. Sorry. I will move on. Let's see. So yeah, that's where I'm at with the breakup, with the incident. I am just trying to push forward and will continue to. And oh yeah, I posted that text for my dad. That's what had me all, man, it does put something bad happens and it puts things into perspective, because prior to, you know, this happening on my walk, I was so upset about there's no more family dinners now, which is not true. I could have gone to the family dinner without Mark. I'm just not ready to do that yet, because that's like the elephant in the room. There hasn't been a family dinner since I moved back here that Mark hasn't been part of. And he will always be part of holidays and things like that. And that's, I think I've expressed that, but that's what makes this even more complicated, is that like, it's not like we broke up and I never have to see him again. I'll continue to see him forever. But I hadn't told my dad. And so that he texted me that. So then I had to tell him. And then, yeah, I mean, I like, it's fun to go to dinner at my dad's with Jenna and Michael, Mark, and it's fun to, you know, do family stuff like that. And eventually I'm just gonna have to get used to doing it without Mark. So that had me all worked up. And then this happened. And it's like, oh my God, that is so small compared to this. So perspective, I guess, is the keyword in that. And ooh, getting a text message. I have a I'm gonna respond in a second. We have a meeting with Fox in about 40 minutes to discuss their latest round of notes on the pilot episode for Daddy Issues TV show. It sounds way more like glamour. Maybe it doesn't sound glamorous. It sounds way more like, cool, you have a phone call with Fox? Well, to me, if I wasn't living it, I would be like, cool, the podcast might be a TV show and you have a phone call with Fox. But like, it is an uphill battle. It is a lot of opinions, and like, there's a lot of cooks in the kitchen. There's a lot of egos in the kitchen. And I just want to make the TV show and make the best possible TV show we can, which so does everyone else. So do Joe and Oliver, the writers, the other producer. I'm never sure if I should say people's names on here or not without their permission, so I won't say hers. But it's a lot of meetings and notes and going over notes and revising. And I mean, it's a ton of work for the writers, obviously, but the rest of us are involved. So Fox bought this over a year ago. And so we've spent a year, like, you go like step by step, like, okay, here's the first outline, notes, revise. Okay, let's move on to step two. Then it's a more extended outline. And then I think there's another version of the outline and then the pilot. And, you know, getting six people on a call is hard enough to go over this, and then throw in trying to get Fox on with all six of us. It's like a scheduling nightmare. And anyways, it's my dream come true. Like, it really is to be part of this and to hopefully get this made. It, like, absolute dreams coming to life. Now there's no guarantee it will get picked up and made, but I'm trying to think positively. And, for, you know, when I was, oops, the cat's trying to get by. When I was at Cavalry, I was getting paid for, to be part of this, to be, you know, for whatever I was doing. And now, you know, I'm a freelancer, so I'm paid for the work I do. There's no pay for any of this stuff with Fox, which, as I'm saying this, I'm actually like wanting to hit myself, because if it does get made, then I get paid. Everybody gets paid. But until then, you don't. And I guess that's the trade-off. So I don't know why I'm complaining. I should delete all of that. It makes me sound really ungrateful and unself-aware, not self-aware. Like, how cool. I just said that's my childhood dream. And then I'm going to turn around and complain about that.
There's a lot of meetings. I don't get paid unless it gets made.
That's ridiculous. I'm thrilled to be part of this. It's very exciting. That is the truth. So all of that, I have an inability to like say something without just over explaining it into the ground. We have a call with Fox in 35 minutes now. And I had to tell everybody what happened, because I can't really get on Zoom with Fox looking like this. And it's too painful to cover up with makeup. So I will be having my camera off, which feels rude and awkward. I hate it. I want to have my camera on and be like more part of it. But, you know, black eye and cut lips, it doesn't look that good. So anyways, let's see. I wonder if I have time. I don't think I do. I had asked on a couple episodes ago, have I told the story of how we ended up living in Greece, me and Jenna, and like how that kind of came about? Because it's not just like, oh, we decided to study abroad and that's it. It wasn't. It was much more of an interesting story, I think. Maybe I will put that out as its own little thing, and I'll do it after this call. So I just wanted to get out something for the bonus today and explaining this, because I posted that picture and that's like very like, you know, I'm not trying to be mysterious here. I just didn't want to explain it all over Instagram. So maybe I'll publish this with zero editing and then come back and do another little episode of the Greece story. I don't know if it's that long really, but I don't want to rush through it because it's one of my favorite memories. So with that said, Candy Mosler part two was supposed to be out last week. I think I kept saying, oh, I can't get it. I can't get through it today. I can't get it edited and out. I'll get it out tomorrow. And tomorrow turned into the next day. And it was just a week. No excuses. Poor time management and letting my personal life get the best of me. I think by the time I finished my work for the other shows that I work on, I just was done and didn't want to sit down in front of the microphone. I was just exhausted and sad. So I apologize for that. But it will be out tomorrow. And I'm going to put this out right now and we'll see if I can hop on and record about Greece afterwards. I'll do that, but I'll do that sometime this week because it's a fun story to tell. So sorry for the kind of not interesting bonus. Or maybe I'm not sorry. Everyone keeps telling me to apologize less, that it's annoying and unnecessary. And we have a lot of very smart, insightful listeners, so I should probably listen. So I hope everyone is having a fantastic Monday. Oh, you know what I do want to say? This is not an ad, but I know we do ads for the microdose gummies, the Lumi. I don't like drinking by myself, so I don't really. I don't even really like smoking pot by myself that much occasionally, but I get like a little bit in my head. But I have, Lumi sends us periodically, like, you know, gummies for free to read the ads. And I have, I mean, I want to say like they have single-handedly helped me maintain getting sleep throughout this breakup, because I mean, I'm just eating them like candy at this point. And once I'm done with all my work at the end of the day, they relax me. And then if I take a few more, it helps me sleep. I mean, it's not an ad, but if anyone has tried gummies or likes gummies, the microdose gummies are like very, very little THC. It's more just kind of like a relaxation. Then they have other ones that have THC in them, like a normal amount, whatever that is. I don't really know. Thank God this isn't an ad. Jeez. If you buy gummies regularly and you've never tried this brand, I've tried a bunch of different brands and I really do love these. They taste amazing and they, they make me feel really good. And then if I take enough, it makes me really relaxed and sleep. And somebody asked me today, like, what's your go-to for self-medicating? And I was like, I hate drinking alone. I just don't. I won't drink by myself. So that's not it. I don't use other drugs. I mean, pot sometimes. I was like, weed gummies, I guess, or sleep. That's my, sleep is my, how I drown my sorrows. That's a new thing also with this breakup. I used to like never sleep. This breakup, I've been able to sleep a lot. Anyways, I am way getting off topic and rambling, but, for any weed gummy people out there, I don't know if the price of these is comparable to others. I know that I think with our code, which I don't know off the top of my head right now, there's a percentage off, there's a discount, but I love them. So there's my non-ad. Okay, I'm signing off and I will be back either later with a Greece story or tomorrow with Candy Mossler part 2 or both. And thank you all for listening. Thank you. We've gotten a couple really nice reviews lately. We were getting a lot of shit reviews there for a minute, which, you know, reviews help whether they're good or bad. They are, we like getting them. It's easier to digest the good ones. So we've gotten a couple of really nice ones lately. So thank you. Please, if you have the time and willingness, leave us an Apple review. Try our Patreon. Follow us on social media. All the things that I hate saying because it feels like a sales pitch, but I am trying to be better about saying them. So there you go. There's my sales pitch. I hope everyone has a fantastic Monday and I will talk to you guys later. Thank you for listening and supporting and being all the wonderful humans that you are. Okay, bye.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.